things are not as bad as you think they are. And today I want to share the power of perspective in helping provide more context and helping you navigate difficult situations in life and in business. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Winning. And I want to share this because when you are an entrepreneur and a human in general, there is a lot of stuff you're going to go through, right? There's going to be a lot of turmoil, good, a lot of bad, good, shit. And it just goes up and down. And one of our clients posted something in our community the other day. And I just wanted to share a little bit about this and some perspective. So number one is, you know, so the starts off with like, I feel like I have a massive wall in front of me at the moment. And then to start with a win, you know, I feel like I'm growing as a person, blah, 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 building the skills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, kudos to him for being, you know, very vulnerable with what he was about to share. And anyway, so, you know, just talking about how, you know, he's not quite where he wants to be yet. His numbers have improved slightly, but he sees constraints all over the place and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So I look at this and I'm like, all right, so first and foremost, I understand where he's coming from, right? All of us, all businesses have gone through a lot of really tumultuous times. And so there's two things I want to share with you. And this is very, very important. So number one is if you run a business by your emotions, you are 100% fucked. Okay. And I have to remind myself of this because for me right now, like the last couple of months have been more emotional for me personally than in a long time. And I've had to really catch myself to get out of that space because it only goes in one direction, which is down. So, and this happens with a lot of entrepreneurs when you're starting something new or when you're growing something that's unknown or not well known, like you don't have the skills yet. There's uncertainty, right? But uncertainty breeds innovation and it forces you to grow. Like you don't grow in certain environments, you grow in uncertain environments. So my response to this client was, number one, I went into his dashboard and I looked at his critical numbers and I was like, huh, so right now you have 110% ROAS. So I'm like, looks like you're doing better than I think you're giving yourself credit for. So essentially he's thinking the ship is burning and it's sinking to the bottom of the ocean. I'm like, hold on. So being fairly early on in business, you're actually positive ROI with respect to something you've never done before. So you are positive from a monetary perspective while you are learning. That is the best possible scenario you can ever ask for. Because what really happens is you don't have the skills, you are not the type of person you need to be yet, and you eat shit for a long time until you become that person, and then the business takes off as a result of that. But in this case, the business is positive, it's ROI positive relative to ad spend in this case. And I'll just like, I'm shedding some light on this, like, hey, like I understand, you know, by no means are you at the pinnacle of your journey, but you're actually ROI positive. So just kind of keep that in mind, it's not the end of the world. And then he had responded by saying, oh, thank you so much for that reminder. You know, I watched, you know, another video where I was walking through critical numbers and I just, their numbers were better. So I thought mine were shit. And I'm like, well, number one, please don't compare your journey to others. Okay. And also, you know, you're running your own race. As long as you're where you need to be or in that direction, you're good. So that's the first thing is when you are faced with difficult situations in business specifically, do your best to make decisions from logic and data as opposed to emotion. I've really not seen in my experience of 20 years in business where emotional-based decisions help you, not in the slightest. Because emotion in business comes primarily from fear, from scarcity, from anxiety. Very seldomly do we get this emotional high in business. Oh my God, I'm so pumped, I'm gonna do this. Like, I mean, those happen sometimes, but the majority of time emotionally in business is tied around negative emotions. Overwhelm, frustration, fear, anxiety. What if this doesn't work out? We start to dramatize everything that could go wrong in our minds and we start to fight. We rebel against the system that's supposedly working for us. We flee right? Fight or flight. We run, we stop, we just go somewhere else and do something else because maybe that's easier. Or we freeze. So it's fight, flight, or freeze. We literally freeze and we're paralyzed and we do nothing because we are so overwhelmed by everything coming at us. We can't process what to do next. And this is why I give this client a tremendous amount of respect, because it's not natural for him to be vulnerable and share this. And so he's saying, listen, like, here's where I'm at. And this is where the coaching and the community leans in to support him and say, listen, man, I got you. I understand this. It's part of the journey, right? So that's the first thing, is do your very best to make decisions from data and logic. Where's the data to support this? Does this make logical sense? And if I were Stone Cold Steve Austin, Elon Musk, or whatever, what would Elon do in this situation? Or whatever entrepreneur you look up to. Most entrepreneurs at the highest level of business don't make emotional decisions, right? They almost seem a bit robotic. So it's not to say you have to become a robot, but think of what would so-and-so do in this situation. And so one of the ways I've found for that to be very useful is you read stories of companies and their journeys. So biographies, autobiographies, or even, you know, articles about companies, genesis. So I'll give you an example. So in 1978, two people decided to start a health food store in Austin, Texas. So they started a health food store and they were living just a tiny little thing. And then their landlord, in the apartment they were living in, literally kicked them out because they were selling supplements out of their apartment as well. So they ended up like living in the health food store. They had no shower. So they were using the dishwasher to bathe. Like it was ridiculous. Okay. So then 2 years later, so 1980, they got some outside investments because they obviously were not in a good financial position. And so with that investment, they were able to open up a 10,000-ish square foot facility for their health food store. So they had this 10,000 square foot health food store, which was a pretty big size for a health food store. And they had 19 other employees. Okay, so that's after the investment had come in. And then a year later, Austin, Texas gets ravaged by like the worst flood in 70 plus years. And so what happens is the flood wipes out all of their inventory, destroys most of their equipment and machines, $400,000 worth of stuff wiped away, washed away, literally. They had no insurance. And so what happened then is, you know, the community of some of their team members and patrons and other investors has started to come together to support them and kind of build things back up. And I share this story with you because that health food store is what we now call Whole Foods. So what we don't see that part of the story. All we see is Whole Foods, expensive groceries, right? We see the finished product, or at least the product as it is now, and we don't see the backstory. And I think it's so helpful to see these things and read about them, because there is no business in history that I'm aware of where it was all like perfect from day one. I'll give you another example. So this is less of a trial and tribulation, but just like the evolution of the business. So Rolex watches, right? Swiss made, they are the epitome of class, right? And they're associated with Wimbledon and Roger Federer and that type of status, right? But how Rolex started was not like that. So Rolex actually started, I believe it was back in the 1920s or maybe a little bit later, it actually started as a direct response company. So if we think in direct response is like advertising, like you put a dollar, you can measure it coming back to you. That's how Rolex started. And at the time, there was no internet. So what the founder did is he ran ads in magazines. And it was like, if you think of like marketing in the way that a lot of people do, that's what Rolex started off as. But what he did was he started to associate from a visibility perspective. The founder wanted to associate the watch with things that were going to get a lot of public attention. So there was a lady who swam the English Channel, and he ended up outfitting her with a Rolex watch. So then she swam the English Channel and then used that as credibility for his next ad, something along the lines of like Rolex, the only watch that has swam the English Channel. All of a sudden now, there's more notoriety, there's more association to something that's very public facing, and it puts Rolex on the map. And he continued doing that for several years. And I share this with you because the Rolex we see today is not that's not how Rolex started, not in the slightest. Think of Coca-Cola, another great example for us health experts. Coca-Cola started off in the back of a pharmacy in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And now look where it is. Quick little break in the show for you. Are you in our Healthpreneur Hub Facebook group? If not, I want to hook you up. I share some amazing resources in there, including free reports, videos, trainings, obviously more connection to me. And we have thousands of other health professionals and coaches who are in that group actively seeking to grow their business online. If you'd like to join us, let me hook you up with a link. It's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. That's /HUB. Once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Go there now, join the group. And when you're in there, just drop me a little note to welcome yourself. Let us know what you're up to. And I look forward to seeing you inside, connecting with you a little more personally. And once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Now let's get back to the show. You know, McDonald's, if you've seen the movie, this is a great movie if you have not seen it. The founder, Michael Keaton, plays Ray Kroc, who is not the founder of McDonald's. He was a burnt out door-to-door salesman in his mid-50s who had gone from selling everything under the sun, milkshake makers, all this kind of stuff, driving from one store or restaurant to the next. And the typical, you know, the typical salesman type of story, like it was okay. And then, you know, feast or famine type of thing. And then he comes across this burger place called McDonald's in California. His two brothers, the McDonald's brothers, had this amazing system, and he was blown away at how fast they were able to give him a burger back. It was like fast food before fast food was a thing. And he was so pumped that he had found the thing. He's like, I can sell this. I need to be partnered with this. And he goes from decades of mediocre salesmanship to partnering with the McDonald's brothers and then being a bit of a douche, cut them out of the deal more or less, and then took over the whole thing and exploded McDonald's into what it is today. But it's just, it's so fascinating to see these stories, because it's very easy in today's day and age to look at where we're comparing someone's chapter 20 to our chapter 100. And we forget that they're already on like the seventh novel in the book or in the series, and we forget about the first book, the second one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And this is why I continue to share my story for context, because when I started in 2005, it was a shit show. I had no clue what I was doing. For the first 3 years, I made like $6,000 my first year online and no clue what I was doing. I think I made about $12,000, $16,000 the next year. But the thing is, like, I was cutting all of my clients in person away. So it's not like my revenue online was taken off. I'm like, my revenue overall was going down because I was getting rid of a lot of the clients in person so I could focus online. But the online stuff wasn't working because I had no clue what I was doing, because I was trying to do everything by myself. And then eventually I got some coaching and some help and like learned the skills and blah, 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 blah. But if I only talked about how like life is great now, then there's no context, right? No one likes a braggart. No one likes who's like, everyone loves the hero's journey, and no one loves the hero who's sitting on top of a pedestal. I think that's like, for me, I have a lot of respect for Tom Cruise, because I mean, in terms of movie stars, like pure movie stars, he's one of the last that remains. Like he does, I mean, the love that he has for filmmaking, the stunts, the production he wants to create is just, it's really phenomenal to see that, in a world where everything's like CGI'd and all that kind of stuff. So I share this with you because when you are faced with difficulty in business and in life, is just use perspective, right? Like learn from other people's stories, read biographies, or even just search the internet for the history of Nike. That's a great one. If you've not read the book Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, I'm just looking at it on my bookshelf, the founder of Nike, read the book, right? The guy goes through decades of like absolute nothing. Okay. Like just like nonstop failure and frustration and not where he wants to be. And he just keeps at it, just keeps going. You know, if you read Losing My Virginity by Richard Branson, talks about the genesis of the whole Virgin brand, like starting with the record label when he was in his late teens to how he went up against British Airways when he started Virgin Airlines. Like it's so, so useful to read these stories because it gives you perspective and your situation is not fucking unique, okay? And what you're going through, I promise you, is nothing compared to a lot of these other businesses and a lot of other people. And I know it feels like the end of the world for you, but it's not. And at the end of the day, remember, none of this stuff's gonna matter. You're gonna die, your business is gonna go to dust, and this whole world's gonna explode. There's some positivity to start or end your day. So in the grand scheme of things, who cares if you're a little bit in debt? Who cares, right? I mean, if you look at the most successful entrepreneurs, like Elon has taken on, I don't even know how much risk he has taken on in his life. Even when he sold PayPal, he was living on a friend's couch after selling PayPal for a short period of time because he took that money and reinvested it into the next venture. So like, oh, I'm $1,000 in debt because my ads aren't working out. Come on, grow up. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. There are ways you will figure this out. And the very fact that you're going through this challenge is exactly what you need to go through. Because if you think it's going to be easy, you're delusional, right? Getting in great shape is hard. It's like your muscles are fucking sore half the time. You know, like you're working through periods where you're like, what am I doing this for, right? Or I'm not seeing the progress I want, or I'm putting all this work and I'm not where my, like, nothing worthwhile is easy. Nothing. So if you're looking for easy, then don't set a goal for anything worthwhile. It's really that simple. But if you are here on this planet, in this business, to build something meaningful, well, you got to find meaning in everything. You got to find the opportunity, and you have to find the light at the end of the tunnel and in the process as well. So, but I get it too. Like I was there, and I remember being riddled with anxiety for the littlest of things. And I still have to catch myself, because it's not that the problems go away. It's new levels, new devils, right? The more you grow in the game, the bigger the Bowser gets. I'm using Super Mario as an example, right? So if you played Mario Brothers as a kid, like I did, you get through level one, it's fine. You get to level 10, the Bowser or whatever the enemy you're having to face is harder. It's tougher, but you also become more skilled in that journey. So it's not that as your business grows, like things get amazingly easy, right? You know, you have more stuff, you have more staff, you have more overhead, you have more liability, you have more responsibility, but you also are more of who you need to be able to handle that stuff, right? So if I have this cup for my espresso and this is, I mean, that's all the coffee I can fit into this. That's it. That's all it can accept. But if I were to say I want more, then I have to have a bigger cup, because I can only handle, or the cup can only handle what it can handle. And it's the same for us. We are where we are in business because it is all we can handle. So if you want to be able to handle more, you have to become more. You have to become the bigger mug. And how do we do that? We do that by going through the journey, experiencing the highs and lows, and especially during the lows, is we keep going, because those are the moments of uncertainty where we have to grow through, and we will hit our pain line, right? We're going to bump up against the pain line. This is uncomfortable. This doesn't feel good. And what most people do is they bump up against the pain line and then they take off. They go back into their blankie to somewhere comfortable. And that's why most businesses don't succeed, because the entrepreneur doesn't have what it takes to grow through the pain line and to continue going in that direction. But guess what happens after that? The pain line is over here next, right? And then once again, we start running into this pain line, and this pain line is all up here. It's all up here because we're not who we need to be yet to get through this. So what do? We learn, we lean in for coaching, we get vulnerable, we figure stuff out. We're resilient, we use grit, we use persistence, and we keep going. And again, we break through that pain line and we grow personally. And it's like a tugboat. You are the tugboat and your business is the cruise ship. So as you, the tugboat, are able to command more horsepower, like you grow, you tug the business with you. That's why your business only grows to the extent that you do. If you can't pull the ship is not moving. That's why if your business is still where it's at a year later, you personally have not grown. So you get to the pain line, and once again, you're like, fuck, man, this sucks. Hey, welcome to life. It is what it is. But if you're a growth-oriented individual, you grow through the pain line. And again, guess what happens next? You run into another pain line. Does it ever end? It never ends. It never ends. But what does change is you get stronger. You're able to handle all of this with more grace. You develop tools and skills that help you deal with uncertainty, that help you deal with the lows as well as the highs, where when everything's great, you know it's probably not going to last forever. And also you have the perspective to understand when things are shit, it's also not going to last forever, because you've been through this several times. And that's why the game of business, the point of the game is to keep playing the game. Because the only way you don't win is when you stop. Like, if the purpose is for you just to stay in business for as long as possible, it's impossible for you not to win. Because you can't sustain a business that is not profitable. Eventually, you go out of business. So if your goal is to stay in business for as long as possible, then there has to be profit there, which means you're making money and you're keeping it and whatever else you're doing with it. So if I've been in business for 20 years, there's got to be something that I'm doing right. If I were not in business, well, then something would have gone wrong and I would have called it a day. But the very fact that I'm still in business is the only thing that matters. And I'm still going to be in business next year. And I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care what's happening within the company. There will always be challenges. But for me, I'm just not the type of person who's ever going to stop. I'm going to figure it out. I don't care if a fucking meteor hits the planet. Okay? I'll figure it out. Just like you can. And that's why it's important to have perspective, right? Your situation is shady for the moment. That's fine, but it's not unique. And there are other people who've experienced far worse. So get that contrast. And it's like, you know what? Okay, I think I can get through this if they can too. And do your very best to run your business through data and logic as opposed to your emotions. Okay? So if you've enjoyed this video, if this is kind of like, you know, hit home for you, let me know in the comments below, because this is inevitably one of the most challenging pieces of being an entrepreneur. There's all of this uncertainty and these feelings and all this kind of stuff, and being able to turn some of that stuff off or use it to fuel action or whatever it needs to move yourself forward. So I'd love to know from you, what resonated most with you from this message today? Let me know in the comments below. And if you've enjoyed this, remember to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss a single other video I've got coming your way to help you kick ass in business, help more people, and really transform lives through your awesomeness. Thanks so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.